Katie and Quincy by Evan Valentine and Marissa Whittison, based on a true story. A friend loveth at all times. Proverbs 17, verse 17. Katie loved singing. She loved dancing. But most of all, she loved Sundays. That's when she saw her friend Quincy. Katie had Down syndrome. Sometimes at church she got confused and didn't know what to do. But she knew Quincy would be there to help her. Quincy would hold Katie's hand and help her walk to primary. Sometimes Katie felt wiggly during sharing time, and Quincy would give her a hug. It always helped Katie calm down. After sharing time, Quincy helped Katie find her class. Katie loved Quincy. One day, Katie learned that something terrible had happened to Quincy's family. Quincy's older brother, Corey, had died. Katie knew her friend would be so sad. She knew Quincy loved her big brother very much. Mom told Katie that tonight, people were going to the church building to show Quincy's family that they were loved. Then tomorrow would be Corey's funeral.
"Would you like to go to the church with Dad and me tonight?"
Mom asked Katie. Katie nodded. She wanted to tell Quincy that she loved her. Mom helped Katie put on nice clothes. Then they drove to the church. When they got there, Katie could see lots of people. She knew some of them from church. She saw her bishop. She saw her primary teacher. But she couldn't see her friend.
"Mom, where's Quincy?"
Katie asked. Mom didn't know.
"Why don't we ask someone?"
Mom said. Usually, Katie didn't like talking around lots of people. But tonight she needed to find Quincy. Katie felt brave. She marched up to the bishop.
"Quincy is sad. I need to find Quincy."
The bishop smiled.
"Then let's go find Quincy."
Together, the bishop, Mom, and Katie walked around the church building. Finally, they found her. Quincy was sitting in a corner. She looked really, really sad. Katie walked over to her friend and wrapped her arms around her. She thought of how much Quincy missed her brother.
"It's okay, Quincy. Jesus will take care of Corey,"
Katie said. She carefully patted Quincy's hair, making sure to be gentle. Quincy started crying. Katie hugged her tighter.
"It's okay. Jesus will take care of Corey."
Quincy cried and cried. Katie just kept hugging her friend. After a while, Quincy got quieter. She was still sniffling, but not crying so much. She looked at Katie.
"Thank you, Katie. You're right. Jesus will take care of my brother,"
she said. Katie was happy that she could help her friend feel better. She loved Quincy. The authors live in Utah, USA. Friends with disabilities. Some disabilities make it harder for a body to work. Other disabilities make it harder for a brain to work. Some people have a disability that affects their brain and their body. No matter what, every child is an important and loved child of God. If you meet someone with a disability, don't stare, point, or whisper about them. Don't ignore them. Don't make fun of them. And don't call them names. Do say hello and be nice. Ask questions in a polite way. Stick up for them if others are mean. Remember that they are a child of God just like you are. End of the story. Katie and Quincy. Read by Wes Nelson, Rena Stockwell, Shannon Nelson, Dwayne Case, and Margot Patello.